What does it mean to take shelter of Krishna? A neophyte devotee who remains a neophyte is one who have their own version of what taking shelter of Krishna is. But if we want to actually make advancement, we try to understand what Krishna is telling us it means to take shelter of him. Srila Prabhupada explained it in so many ways, but it all came to the same principle. Whatever the situation, taking shelter of Krishna is, how can I please you? I'm yours, Krishna. How can I please you in this situation? Srila Prabhupada's example, we have heard, and for those who have seen Yadubar Prabhu and Vishakha Devi's film about Srila Prabhupada, it's quite awesome to see Prabhupada on that giant screen in a movie theater. So many devotees are speaking, and what to speak of the people who put everything together behind the scenes. They're all giving their testimony of how their lives were transformed by Prabhupada's example. In every situation, he was simply trying to please his Guru Maharaj. That's the standard. Yes, there are limitless reasons we can justify not chanting Hare Krishna, going off on our own, trying to find something easier to do, complaining because the situation just isn't what we want it to be. But if we want to actually make real spiritual advancement, if we want to really show gratitude, how could I best assist my guru? My guru is in assisting in Srila Prabhupada's mission. Because really there's nothing else we can do that will please Krishna. Little things we can get some thanks for. But Srila Prabhupada felt eternally indebted to anyone who truly was willing to go through the sacrifices of living in this material world for the higher purpose of creating a devotional community and reaching out to the world with Lord Chaitanya's mercy. Ultimately, that's all that matters. And the more we grow, the more complicated it becomes. The congregation, many complaints. What are we going to do? There's just too many people. And we're not getting enough time from the brahmacharis, and we're not getting enough time from Radhanath Swami, and we're not getting enough of this and that. And it sounds wonderful to me. And Brahmachari Ashram also growing and growing. In Pune and Radha Gopinath Temple and so many places and so many, there's conflicts, believe it or not. Always different kinds of adjustments and changes. One of the biggest adjustments and changes is people are getting old. When we first started Radha Gopinath Temple, you know, Sahadev and Mahaprabhu and Palika and Suchitra and Radha Krishna and Palika, they were the only old people. When we first started Radha Gopinath Temple, I was like 34 or 30, something like that. And the brahmacharis were all teens or 20s. Now the babies that were born are older than I was when we started the temple. There were always a set of challenges. But somehow or other, the challenges that are there, where devotees are sincere, they're really trying to do something wonderful. So why does Krishna let these hardships come? Why does he let these problems and these conflicts and these setbacks happen? The answer is in Yadubar Prabhu and Vishakha Devi's film. We saw one place where Srila Prabhupada, it appeared that he was going to leave this world. Most of the devotees at the time were just a few months in the movement. The majority of our movement were just joined a few months before. And the senior most devotees were about 2 years. And before Srila Prabhupada left for Vrindavan, where he said that, you know, I'm going to Vrindavan and Krishna will decide, it sounded like he will never come back. Prabhupada said, I've given you everything you need to know. Now sustain this movement and expand it. And then he got on the airplane and left with one other devotee. Devotees took responsibility themselves. And as the movement grew more and more and more, there was less and less time for everyone, but a few people were there personally being directed by Srila Prabhupada. 98% of our movement had hardly any connection. But even those who hardly had any connection physically, even they, as the society was getting bigger and bigger, felt the need to take responsibility to assist Srila Prabhupada in the service of his Guru Maharaj. So as we grow, it's an opportunity, brahmacharis, grihasthas, to actually take responsibility. Not just be leaders in a official status or a role, but be leaders in our surrender. So every situation is a wonderful opportunity. Most of you here this evening have been serving faithfully, making great sacrifices, practically from the very beginning, or the first 10 years of Radha Gopinath's pastimes in Chopati. And I'm deeply thankful to you, because you have done so much to make Srila Prabhupada smile. So please, be enthusiastic, be determined, cooperate in this higher principle. I'm forever grateful to you. Thank you very much.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.